Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, we pray that in this place we might know and sense your Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you might lead us and guide us with open hearts and open ears to hear your word, to be guided and directed on your path. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Tonight's reading comes from Lamentations. Lamentations is one of the shorter books in the Bible. It's five chapters long. It's between Jeremiah, which is 52 chapters, and Ezekiel, which is 48 chapters. It's a little different than many of the books of the Bible. Lamentations actually is a poem. Each section starts with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Peterson's introduction to Lamentations is, "Lamentation is a concentrated and intense biblical witness to the sufferings. Suffering is a huge, unavoidable element in the human condition. To be human is to suffer. No one gets an exemption. It comes as no surprise then to find that our holy scriptures, interested as they are in the human condition, provide extensive witness to suffering. Neither explaining suffering nor offering a program for elimination of suffering, Lamentation keeps company with the extensive biblical witness that gives dignity to suffering by insisting that God enters into our suffering and is a companion to our suffering. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One." The King James Version of Lamentations 3, verses 18 through 29. "And I said, my strength and my hope has perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall in my mind, therefore I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so there may be hope." The second reading from Lamentations 3, 18 through 29 from the New American Standard. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading. So I say, my strength has perished, and so has my hope from the Lord. Remember my afflictions and my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and be silent, since he has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. Perhaps there is hope. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler as you are able to be anointed for a healing for yourself or for another. For those wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward or as you exit the worship center. The third reading of Lamentations, chapter 3, 18 through 29, from the New International Version. So I say, my splendor is gone, and all that I had hoped for from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the one who seek him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. The final reading from Lamentations 3, verses 18 through 29 from the Message Bible. I said to myself, "This is it. I'm finished. God is a lost cause. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. But there's one thing I remember, and remembering I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They've created new and every morning. How great is your faithfulness." I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks. It is a good thing to quietly hope for help from God. It is a good thing when you're young to stick it out through the hard times. When life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence. Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. Several years ago, we had an activity that we were doing quite a bit around different churches in our church, where we would paint words on a rock, and then we'd put the rock out in the woods or anywhere, and the kids would collect them, and it was really quite an enjoyable activity for all of us. There was a little boy about 7 years old. He had picked up a rock with the word hope on it. I was the only adult around, so he came to me, as a child would. I honestly don't remember what I said to him when he said, "What is hope?" I didn't say it's the evidence of things to come, or any of those wise and clever sayings. I said, "Hope is a wish," or something. Since then, I have been thinking about the word hope. And I chose hope for my word for this year, for 23. My first point about hope is what I feel when dealing with children. I hope I have done the right thing or said the right thing. Now, hope gets people through raising children. A friend of mine told me, "You really don't know what heartache is until your kids are 30. His son is now 50, and he still has hope. Now, hope in Lamentations is just as big as what's going on in the Ukraine right now. People in the Ukraine are using hope to get through. The reading we just had from Lamentation is a very similar thing. The Jews were taken from their homes, their land, their heritage. The poem that we just went through, that section, starts out, "I am at the end of my rope and hopeless." But the poem goes on to mention hope at least four more times. Hopes get us through real world physical fears. Hope gets us to the other side. As I understand hope, hope is an emotion. It's one of the things that God has given us. I don't think animals can feel hope. This is a gift that God gave to humans. Hope is part of our longing for God. We hope for heaven. We hope to be with God. Hope becomes possessive as we utilize it. Using hope makes us feel it is possible for things to work out in our favor. The writer in Lamentation goes from feeling separated from God to realizing God is the only hope he has. The future is unknown. I wait for God to light a path. I wait for help. The help will come from God, but in ways that I cannot imagine. I am silent. Questions are not going to help me. Hope can rise within me if I am listening. Now, my hope comes from the history that the Bible shows me. Lamentation shows me we all suffer. Job shows me, on the other hand, that there are people who will come to me with advice, but it may not be the advice that God has for me. My hope comes from looking back at the things God has done to help me get to the other side. So hope is a spiritual gift. I'm not surprised that hope is hard to define or explain. Spiritual gifts go beyond simple definitions. I think the best comparison, hope, love, and faith all work together. But God is a mystery. Spiritual comes when they're needed, if I wait. God's plan is not my plan. I like the early part of the reading, having a yoke in my youth is a help in my old age. Old age is the second part of my talk tonight, the second point. Hope gets us to the other side. Death is the other side for old age. My death is closer than it has ever been. My death is not something that I can plan, but I can hope for heaven, and I can hope for the other side of old age. I think we can help others with their hope. I do not think we can give other people hope. Just being with someone in their time of need can be a part of their hope. Okay, I'll give you a brief story about hope and the experience that I had. My niece has 5 children, ages 17 to 7. We go down to visit Florida. Whenever I go down to visit Florida, I always try to take separately the kids out for a walk someplace, and I usually go to a place called Eustis Park. It's a nature preserve. They have a center with stuffed animals. They've got a trail that goes off through the woods and then through the swamp. And where it goes through the swamp, they have a boardwalk. And the boardwalk is, that's really quite nice. It has railings along the side of it. It gives you a sense of security as you walk down through that. So it's about a quarter of a mile on the boardwalk and about a quarter of a mile, they're about equal size. So I had DJ, who was about 9 at the time. DJ stood about that tall. He's quite a bit taller now, but he was about that tall then. Now, a black bear stands about that high, his eye level, and DJ's, well, I think you see where I'm going with this. I brought up a new creature into this storyline. We had walked to the lake. We had seen the covered dock that's there, and it was really, really quite good. So we were walking back. And as we came around the bend on the boardwalk, the black bear. And it was right there. Yeah. So he was right between the railings. I mean, there really wasn't anywhere for him to go. He was on the boardwalk. So he just kind of and we kind of walked backwards, very, very, very slowly. Went back around the bend, backwards. And the bear was there. And so we got back to the covered shelter, and we waited a while. That hope comes when you wait for a while. And I know the things you're supposed to do when you're out in the woods. You're supposed to wear bells or something, and let people know you're coming. And we didn't have any bells. And I said to DJ, I said, do you know a song? We can sing. Let's sing. And my mind was blank. And DJ didn't seem to have any songs. And finally, I came up with a song. I really wish I had come up with a hymn or something encouraging, but I did not. I came up with, She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. That's all that came to my mind. And there's about 15 verses of that. And I know all of them. Really, I do. And so, we walked, and we're singing. I'm not going to sing, but we walked, and we sang, and we went around. There's no bear. Nothing. This is pretty good. Now, we're finished with the boardwalk. We're back on the path. I figured there's no railing or anything. If we don't see, we're good. So I said to DJ, well, we'll stop. We won't sing. Let's just walk back to the car. DJ looked up at me and he said two words. Keep singing. So we sang all the way to the car. We sang loud. We did not care how we sounded. We did not care how we looked. We can share hope with others by our actions, whether they are children or people facing old age. Hope does have a ripple effect on those around us. Thank you.